With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S. ratcheting up the pressure on Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro, the target, according to President Trump, a vessel carrying sanctioned oil from Venezuela and Iran.
We've just seized a tanker on the coast of Venezuela, large tanker, very large. Largest one ever seized, actually.
The tanker was seized by the U.S. Coast Guard and the Navy, executing a seizure warrant. Venezuelan opposition leader, Nobel Peace Prize winner Maria Corina Machado, has come out of hiding after 11 months. She managed to escape to Oslo, Norway, where the prize is awarded. She says she does plan a return to her homeland. The Pacific Northwest reeling from intense flooding. It's the result of an atmospheric river. It's dumped incredible amounts of rain all across the region over the past few days.
This is producing a lot of heavy rainfall, and we're seeing totals over 10, 12 inches.
Greg Galina at the National Weather Service. The Senate to vote today on two competing health care bills. One calls for change, the other favors the status quo.
With COVID-era health care subsidies set to expire, Republicans want to replace them with expanded government-funded savings accounts, an idea backed by President Trump.
We want the money go to directly to the people. We want you to go out and buy your own health insurance, and you'll get much better health insurance at a much lower cost.
Senators will also vote on a Democrat-sponsored bill that would extend the Obamacare tax credits for another 3 years. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. trade deficit fell for the second straight month in September. Influenced by President Trump's tariffs, the deficit dropped nearly 11% to its lowest level since June of 2020. And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 424 points. This is SRN News. A bizarre culture clash is planned for the World Cup.
The quadrennial soccer tournament will take place all across North America next year, including in Seattle. FIFA, the governing body of the sport, has designated that game as its pride match, celebrating the LGBT agenda. But the teams scheduled to play are Iran and Egypt, two nations where homosexuality is illegal. Observers are pointing to the absurdity of the situation, but it's no laughing matter to Iran and Egypt, both of whom are protesting the pride match. Michael Harrington reporting.
Abortion will be on the ballot in a couple of states in 2026. Nevada's government will ask residents to approve an amendment. It would enshrine abortion in the Constitution for the second time as required by state law. The same measure passed in 2024 with roughly 64% of the vote. The same measure passed in 2024. Virginians will likely see a similar ballot initiative. Last month, voters there cemented a majority for Democrats in the state legislature. SRN News. The NTSB has a problem with one provision of the new House-approved defense authorization bill.
National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy said Wednesday the board vehemently opposes one of the provisions in the National Defense Authorization Act passed by the House hours earlier. She said during a press conference that the NTSB took notice of Section 373, which she said gives the military unfettered access to the airspace over Washington, D.C., and allows the military to perform training missions in that area. Homendy said the section reverses safety changes established after the crash between an American Airlines jet and an Army helicopter near Ronald Reagan National Airport in January. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is involved in emergency talks with leaders from about 30 countries aimed at bolstering Kiev's efforts to secure the best possible terms in any peace agreement to end the war with Russia. More details at SRNNews.com.